ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಕೀಲಕಾಂಡಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5 ಮಂತ್ರ 5.11.1 ಸ 11th ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಹಿತ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. ಏತದ್ವೈ ಪರಮಂ ತಪಃ ಯದ್ ವ್ಯಾಹಿತ ತಪ್ಯತೇ ಪರಮಂ ಹೈವಲೋಕಂ ಜಯತಿ ಯಯೇವಂ ವೇದ. ಏತದ್ವೈ ಪರಮಂ ತಪಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರೇತಮರಣ್ಯಂ ಹರಂತಿ ಪರಮಂ ಹೈವ ಲೋಕಂ ಜಯತಿ ಯಯೇವಂ ವೇದ. ಏತದ್ವೈ ಪರಮಂ ತಪಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರೇತಂ ಅಗ್ನೌ ಅವ್ಯಾದದತಿ ಪರಮಂ ಹೈವ ಲೋಕಂ ಜಯತಿ ಯಯೇವಂ ವೇದ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ useful brahmanam worth remembering. Here the mantra gives the advice how a person should look upon when one falls sick and suffers body injury, pain or any such affliction. Whenever sickness comes, one should take it as a type of tapas, because by definition tapas means what? Tapas is sharira pitanam tapaha. That is willfully, consciously giving some pain to the body. When we do upavasa, for example, certainly it is a kind of affliction only, because hunger is again an affliction. That is taken as tapas when we take to hunger voluntarily. That is why all this ekadashi upavasam and all that. So the difference between starving and fasting is purely attitudinal. The physical pain is the same in starving and fasting. It is a suffering when somebody forces it upon me. It is tapas when I take it voluntarily. So all tapas give us sharira pitanam, physical pain. No comfortable tapas at all. Now what the Upanishad says is, when we undergo suffering voluntarily, it is a tapas. But sometimes suffering comes due to karma, or it is given by Lord because of my prarabdha. So when the suffering comes, one changes one's attitude and say that I am going to accept the suffering. I will not resist the suffering, and I will willfully go through the sufferings without grumbling, without complaining. So Shankaracharya writes, so nindam akurvan, without grumbling, without complaining. So one should not advertise the suffering, seeking sympathy from others also. So don't bother about it, there'll be no problems. So the moment this attitude is taken, the vyadhi means the disease, it becomes a tapas. And not only that, the Upanishad says that tapas will give rise to punyam also. Disease now is being converted to a punya karma. If I accept the fever 3 days or 7 days, then it becomes 7 or 3 days of tapas. If the doctor asks a person not to eat anything for 7 days, it becomes 7 days of ekadashi upavasam, another tapas. Not only that, at the end of the 7 days, I increase my punyam also, or chitta shuddhi also. And the Upanishad says, one will go to higher lokas for going through fever or any disease. This is the first type of tapas. That is vyahitaha tapyate yetatim paramam tapaha. So vyahitaha means vyadistaha. A rogi, a sick person. So the suffering undergone by a sick person is paramam tapaha. It is a great tapas, provided he doesn't complain. So anindita, an important condition. One should not try to complain about this. And what is the phalam? paramam lokam jayati. That person will get to higher lokas. Now the Upanishad says the second tapas next. So first tapas is this thing, and not complaining and undergoing that. And suppose somebody gets an incurable disease and maranam is certain, naturally worry will come that one will die and people will carry me to the cremation ground or forest for disposal of the body. And the Upanishad says, convert that fear also into another tapas. And the Upanishad says, how it should be done? It's very interesting. We are supposed to go to the forest even while living during Vanaprastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama. But we refuse to go. So at least after death, I am going to the, you know, the cremation ground in our place is called the Chudu Kaadu. Kaadu, it is a kaadu, means it's a forest only. It is mostly kept on the cremation place is outside the village or town. And Vanaprastha or Sannyasa Ashrama, I go to Aranyam, to a forest to do tapas. Therefore, take this Preta Gamanam as Aranya Gamanam, carrying of the body to the forest. Take it as going for Vanaprastha Ashrama. Of course, this thought is before death. One should change the attitude before death itself. Instead of saying, I am going to die, always say, I am going to next ashrama. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Yetadvai paramam tapaha, yam pretam aranyam haranti. Taking of the body to forest is also tapas. Forest means the cremation ground. And for such upasana, the phalam is paramam lokam jayati. One goes to higher lokas for change of this attitude. This is the second tapas. So marana upasana. So, but we always avoid the thought of marana. We don't want to use such words because they are called amangala. So Upanishad says, never try to avoid or forget death, but welcome death and see it as another type of tapas. Then what is the third tapas? After taking to the forest, body is consigned to flames. The body is cremated. So the body is given to Agni Devata. And so, sharirasya tapaha bhavati. The body undergoes burning, which is a type of tapas also. And this tapas of acceptance of the heat and cold should be practiced by everyone. Even a person is living. So, shitoshna sukadukadi sahishnutvam. It is titiksha, an important tapas. As the Lord said in the Bhagavad Gita, matrasparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkadaha agama apayino nityaha tam titikshasva bharata. Summer heat, we should accept without grumbling. When we sweat, when power goes in summer, do not grumble. Accept it as a type of tapas. There are some people who practice the panchagni tapas. They keep the fire on all four sides and sit under the hot sun, midday sun, panchagni. So even if one does not follow those tapas, at least accept without grumbling when the power goes in summer. Even that is a wonderful tapas. Now the Upanishad says, while living, one did not accept the heat, and at least after death, let the body accept the heat of fire. Look upon the cremation as tapas. In the end, body itself is offered to the fire. Yetadvai paramam tapaha yam pretam agnau abhyadadati. Offer, keep the body. Where? Agnau, in the agni. The final swaha is that, oblation. If one accepts the burning of the dead body as tapas and oblation, then paramam lokam jayati. One will attain higher lokas as a result. So now three wonderful tapas are prescribed here. One is what? Accept sickness, at least inevitable sickness. That is tapas number one. Number two, taking the body to cremation grounds, accept it also as a tapas while alive itself. And number three, burning of the body in the cremation ground, accept it also as another tapas. So these threefold tapas are prescribed for attaining higher lokas. And if the same tapas is done nishkamataya, as nishkama upasana, it will lead to chitta shuddhi. So the biggest fear is death, marana bhayam, that will go away. Incidentally, this brahmanam is called vyahita brahmanam. Vyahitaha means a sick person, rogi, as I told earlier. So this word comes in the first line of this mantra, etadvai paramam tapaha yat vyahitaha. Therefore, it is called vyahita brahmana. Vyahitaha means a sick person. Therefore, this brahmanam is a sick person brahmanam. It is not a sick brahmanam, but a sick person's brahmanam. Mantra 5.12.1. Pratrida brahmana. Annam brahmetyeka ahuhu tanna tatha puyativa annamrite pranat prano brahmetyeka ahuhu tanna tatha sushyati vai pranaha ritennat yeteha tveva devate ekadha bhuyam bhutvam paramatam gacchataham tadasmaham pratrida pitaram kim svidevam evam vidushe sadhu kuryam kimeva asmai asadhu kuryamithi sahasmaha pranina ma pratridam kastvenayoho ekadha bhuyam bhutvam paramatam gacchatithi tasma uhaitadu vacha bhiti annam vaivi annehi mani sarvani bhutani vishtani ramiti prane vairam pranehi mani sarvani bhutani ramante sarvani hava asmin bhutani vishanti sarvani bhutani ramante yagevam veda. Now we get some more Hiranyagarbha Upasanas. In fact, the Gati Brahmanam should have come later actually, because Gati Brahmanam talks about Upasana Palam. Therefore, this should have come at the end. But it is not in an order here in the Upanishad. Anyway, it is Upanishadic order and we have to accept it and read all the Upasanas and finally read the Gati Brahmana for better understanding. Here, we get the Anna Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And there is a speciality. Here, Anna Prana is endowed with a glory which is Veera Gunaha. It is Veera Guna Vishishta Anna Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So Hiranyagarbha is none other than Anna Prana, Veera Guna Vishishta Anna Prana. This is the essence, Sara. So for this purpose, first the Upanishad points out that Annam and Pranam are great together. They are not great independently and they are great together. For that, the Upanishad says, Annam itself is not great if prana does not support it. Why? Because Annam is in the form of Annamaya Kosha, which will survive and be wonderful only as long as prana blesses it. Everyone worships the Annamaya Shariram, washes it, decorates it, paints it, all that they do, only until we have prana. The moment prana goes away, we call the body not as he or she, but as it. In a plane, the body becomes cargo. If the dead body has to be taken, it goes into the cargo bay of the plane and it does not get a seat along with other people. It is embalmed and put in the cargo bay. And not only that, after 12 hours, it begins to putrefy. And even the wife who embraced the body will be frightened of the dead body. Bharya bipyati tasmin kaye, Acharya said. And everyone wants to dispose it off at the earliest. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Annau pranam vina puyati. The body begins to stink. The body begins to decay. Therefore, it means, kevalam annam na brahma bhavati. The food alone is not great. And similarly, the prana alone is not great, because if the life should continue in the physical body, it has to be nourished by annam. Only if you take food, prana will remain in the body. So without food, the prana cannot continue in the body. Therefore, the Upanishad says, without annam, prana dries up, shushyati. It uses the word shushyati because prana is vayu tattvam. Therefore, without prana, annam putrefies. And without annam, prana dries up. Therefore, both of them are not great independently, and they must be worshipped always together. So, ekada bhuyaha. And a person called pratrudaha, he gives out this idea. This is in the fourth line of this mantra, if you see that. So, it is a proper name of a person. So, pratrudaha, he addresses his father. He says, annam is not great independently. Prana is not great independently. Therefore, meditate upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of annam and prana together to become a great person. That person will not be affected by good and bad in lives. Then his father replies, no, no, that is not perfect. It's not a perfect upasana. This is an incomplete upasana, because in this upasana, you are seeing annam and prana together, but you are not seeing their glory. You meditate upon the prana and annam with their glory of both of them. And the father says, the upasana should be Vira Guna Visishta Anna Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So the glory of both of them should be taken. So the son talks about Kevala Anna Prana Upasana, only Annam and Pranam together, but he is not talking about the glory of them. So the father says, see Anna Prana as Vira Guna Visishta Anna Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha for Upasana. Now the question is, what is Vira Guna? The father says, you should see annam as represented. This is all a little interesting, but academic. We should see the annam as represented by the letter V, and the letter Ram goes along with prana. So look at annam as V and Ram going along with prana. V means, and Ram from prana. So V from the, V from and Ram from prana, it becomes Vira. So now what happens now? Why do we say annam has got the letter V? Because annam doesn't seem to have, prana has at least Ram, I don't know, we can put Ra, that we can include that Ra there, but V, where is annam? Annam comes from V comes from annam. The Upanishad says, Vishtambanat V, Vishtambanam means supporting. From this only we got the name Stambanam. Stambam means pillar, Stambam, that supports the building. So Annam is V because Vishtambanat V, Annam supports the body, Annam supports prana also. So Vishtambanat, that is this V. So all living beings survive because of V, Annam only. So Annam can be taken as V. And we will know this if you don't take food for a few days or even one day. Then prana is Ram. It is because Ramante or Ramanat, Ram. So Rakara. So people can revel only if he is a lively person. A sick person cannot revel. Therefore, for revelry, revelry means not rivalry, revelry, for one should become lively. And to be lively, one should have life. And life is none other than prana. And therefore, if you have prana, you will be lively. And if it is weak, one will be sickly. Therefore, Ramanat pranaha Ram. Vishtambanat annam is V. Therefore, annam plus prana is equal to V plus Ram is V Ram. We have to make Hraswa to Dirgha. Hraswa V to Dirgha V. Therefore, Vira Guna Visita Anna Prana. It is all touching the nose through all the other ways. And this Anna Prana is none other than Hiranyagarbha. Meditate on this Hiranyagarbha as Anna Prana. This is the Upasana. And the Palam is Sarvani Bhutani Asmin Vishanti. So all the beings will come to the Upasaka for support, because he meditates upon supporting Annam, and all beings come to him for support. Not only that, since he meditates upon the Ramana Prana means reveling prana, all the living beings will revel in the presence of this Upasaka. Revel means to be lively. So this Vira Guna Visishta Anna Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Incidentally, this Brahmanam is called Pratrada Brahmanam because of the association with the person Pratrudraha, who asked his father. Now let us go to the next Brahmanam. 13th, each shloka is one Brahmanam in this chapter. Mantra 5.13.1. Uktam pranova uktam pranohidam sarvam uttapayati uddhasmatam uttavitam virastishtati uktasya sayujyam salokatam jayati yayevam vedam. So in this Brahmanam, we get again Hiranyagarbha Upasana in the form of prana. Prana means prana rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Previous one was Viraguna Visishta. Here it is prana rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And what type of prana it is? Prana, which is endowed with four types of glories. Therefore, Guna Visishta Prana, Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And what are the four glories of prana? The first mantra gives the glory of Ukta Guna. Ukta Guna means Ukta Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana is given in the first mantra. And the second mantra talks about Yajuhu. Therefore, Yajushtva Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And the third mantra gives Samatva Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. We are going to see details for all of them. I am only enumerating the names. And the fourth mantra gives Kshatratva Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Therefore, Uktatva, Yajushtva, Samatva, Kshatratva, Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Now we will see the glory of each Upasana and its phala. Now we will come to the Uktatva Guna Visishta. So first one, Uktam is a particular type of mantra which is used in the Vedic ritual. Uktam is a particular type of mantra used in Vedic rituals. So that word is brought here. But here we are not taking the mantra, but we are taking the derivative meaning of the word Uktam for Upasana purposes. As we told earlier, when we take the popular meaning, that is called Rudihi. We have seen this earlier. When we take for any word, the popular meaning of the word, it is called Rudihi. And when we take the derivative meaning, we take it as Yogaha. And here we are taking Yogartham, not the popular meaning, but the derivative meaning. And the derivative meaning of the word Uktam, that means which supports. So Uktapayati, that which uplifts upwards, is called Uktam. And this particular glory is there for prana, as prana is the one which lifts people, every person to activity. If the prana is weak, life is weak. One cannot even sit on the bed. If I am to sit up, stand up, sit in the class also, all because of prana. Therefore, prana, pranaham, sarvan, uktapayati iti krutvam, pranasya, uktatva gunaha vartate. Therefore, may do the Upasana of prana as the energizer, as the activator, as the life giver. This is the first Upasana. And what is the palam for this Upasana? So, Sakama Upasanasya palam and Nishkama Upasanasya palam. This is, because Nishkama Upasana's palam is universally known. It's all same. Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Naishalyam, Chitta Ekagrata, Chitta Vishalata, all that thing. But for Sakama Upasana, two palams are given. One is Ihaloka Palam and another is Paraloka Palam. Maranat Purvam and Marana Anantaram, before death and after death. And Upanishad says, the Ihaloka Palam is Putra Praptihi. So, Uktavit Viraha Tishtati. A son who also is an Upasaka or a cultured and religious person, one will get such a son. This is the Ihaloka Palam. Because for all parents, the first worry is what? They should get a child, and the child also should come up in our own line, the way we are living and all that. Therefore, uktavithu viraha uttishtati. And the second line, there is ut. It should be connected with tishtati and read as uttishtati. And this is the ihaloka palam. And the paraloka palam is what? Is of two types, depending upon the quality of upasana. One is Hiranyagarbha Salokyam and second is Hiranyagarbham, Sayujyam. We have seen these words, Salokyam and Sayujyam. Salokyam means what? Going to the world of Hiranyagarbha. So Samanaha Lokaha Yasya Saha Salokaha. So Salokasya Bhavaha Salokyam. And Sayujyam is what? To become one with Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbhena Aikyam. That is Sayujyatva. Sayujyatva. So Sayujaha. Sayujaha means combination. Aikyam. So Sattasya Bhavaha is Sayujyam. So both are the palams after death. And the first qualification is what? First one should die. Why these two palams? Because the upasana, because of this upasana, quality, duration, intensity, distraction, shraddha, they can vary because it's upasana. Therefore, because of the taratamya means, we have used the word earlier, taratamya means gradation. Because of the gradation of the upasana, the palam also varies. So, the upasana taratamya, pala taratamyam, there is gradation also in the pala. Now, we'll see the second upasana, 5.13.2. Yajuhu, prano vai yajuhu, pranehi manim, sarvani bhutanim, yujyantim, yujyante hasmaim, sarvani bhutanim, shreshtyaya, yajushaha sayujyam, salokatam jagati, yagevam vedam. And the second upasana is Yajushtva Guna Visishta Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Here prana is supposed to have the glory of Yajushtvam. The word Yajuhu has got a popular meaning, that is a type of Veda mantra, Yajur Veda mantra. Yajuhu is a Veda mantra, the Rudihi, the common popular meaning. But we don't take that meaning here, but we take the derived meaning Yoga Arthaha here. And Yajuhu is derived from the root Yaj. Yaj means Yojanat Yajuhu, which brings people together, makes interaction possible. It is not remaining as a secluded island. The glory of prana is, when prana is there only, one is alive, and then only one can interact with people. Interaction amongst people requires life. Even when the prana is weak, one's interaction with people reduces. That is why prana is called the liveliness. Lively means with life. That is, one is active with prana. So pranaha is called yajuh. Why? Sarvesham praninam yojanate pranaha yajuhu iti uchyate. Therefore, prana has got yajushtva gunaha. Therefore, meditate upon Hiranyagarbha as yajushtva guna visishta prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. The palams are what? Twofold palams. Again, ihaloka palam and paraloka palam. Ihaloka palam is what? All the people will cooperate with him for his growth. Without manpower, one cannot accomplish anything. One will get that. All manpower, required manpower, one can get. One will get yojanam of people. And all will offer him help. For what? The Sraishtyaya. Sraishtaswam Siddhaye. Sarve janaha tam upasakam upakurvanti. For the betterment, for the welfare. This is ikalokapalam. And the paralokapalam is salokyam sayujyancha. Salokyam means Hiranyagarbha loka praptihi. And sayujyam is Hiranyagarbha aikya praptihi. This is the second and the third. And now let's see, this is the second one, and let us see the third one. Mantra 5.13.3. Samam prano vai samam pranehi manim sarvani bhutanim samyanchi hasmaim sarvani bhutanim sraishtyaya kalpante samnaham sayujyam salokatam jayatim yagevam vedam. This third upasana is samatva guna visishta prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. Third upanasana is what? Samatva guna visishta prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. The glory of prana is samaha. Sama means, popular meaning of sama is sama mantra. That is the rudhi, the popular meaning, samaveda mantra. That is not taken here. What is the yoga artha here? The derivative meaning. Shankaracharya writes, sa gamanat samaha, which is the same as the previous one, yojana. That is, people will come together with good interaction and cooperation. Sa gamanat samaha. Therefore, Upanishad says, so samyanchi, so samyak anjanti iti samyanchi. Here there's a slight addition also in the meaning. When we talk of yajus, it only mentions that people come together. But when we talk about sama, it is not only coming together, but there is harmony. There is compatibility. Samaha, samatvam vartate, samyak anjanti. Because people coming together is wonderful only when there is harmony among them. If all of them come together to fight, what is the use? Yes, that itself will pose a big problem. Therefore, sama. Sama means, so prana has got sama guna because only in the presence of prana, people can come together. Prane sat eva. So sangamam, sangamanam bhavati. So prana sati, when prana is not there, without prana, there is no sangamana. Dead bodies never come together, even if they are buried close by themselves. So samatva guna visishta upasana, Hiranyagarbha upasana. So the palam is similar. Ihaloka palam is all people live in harmony with compatibility and all that thing. So compatibility is a must for success, for marriage, for everything also. And paraloka palam is Hiranyagarbha salokyam and Hiranyagarbha sayujyam, as we told earlier. So the upasaka will gain Hiranyagarbha padam and will become one with Hiranyagarbha, one with samashti. That's what it means. Hiranyagarbha is samashti, vashti and samashti. This is the third upasana. Namely, samatva, guna visita, prana rupena, Hiranyagarbha upasana. All upasanas on Hiranyagarbha only. Now let's go to the fourth one. 5.13.4. Kshatram, prano vai kshatram, prano hi vai kshatram, trayate hainam, pranaha kshanitoho, prakshatram, atrama, atram, atram, atrama apnotim, Kshatrasya sayujyam salokatam jayati yayevam veta iti trayodasham brahmana. So this kshatratva guna visishtam prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana is this upasana. Here prana has got the glory of kshatra. The popular rudhi meaning of kshatram is kshatriya jati, the kshatriyas. That is why kshatram, the popular meaning. So the group of kshatriyas, but the derived meaning is, yoga artha is what? In this context, is a protector, a savior. That is the derived meaning. He saves the society from adharma. So this protectorship is there for prana. Prana is called protector here in this mantra. So prana protects whom or what? The mantra says, it protects the body from wounds. The wounds get naturally healed, a sign of healthy life. For this person, he doesn't have to put any ointment or any take medicine. It gets cured by itself. If there is no prana, or if the prana is weak, no wound will get cured. And what is the sign of health? If any such thing comes, any wound or any problem, affliction comes, it should go by itself. The sign of health is prana. That is why they do all these pranayama exercises and all that thing to make sure that the health will be very solid. The health is because of prana shakti. Therefore, kshanitoho pranat, kshanitoho pranat, shariram trayate iti kritva pranaha kshatram ityuchyate. Kshanitoho means wound, injury. So they will all get cured automatically. Therefore, it is protector guna. It is protector guna visishta prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. And what is the param of this upasana? It is the upasaka will gain good health. Pranam prapunoti. In the mantra pra and apunoti are put separately, we should be read as prapunoti. Kshatram atram prapunoti. That's what is said in the mantra. Kshatram atram prapunoti. He attains good prana, get good immunity, good health. That is the ihaloka pala. But he gives two names for prana here in this mantra. Prana is called kshatram and atra. Kshatram means protector. And Atra means not protected by anyone. He is the protector of all, but he does not need protection from anyone. Just as we say Brahman. Brahman supports all, but Brahman itself does not need any support. Brahman is the supporter and not the supported, unsupported supporter. So Atram Kshatra means Prana is the unprotected protector. Unprotected means one who does not need any protection. This is the Iholoka Palam. And the Paraloka Palam is, as stated earlier, Hiranyagarbha Salokyam, Hiranyagarbha Sayujyam. Paraloka Palam is same for everyone. Thus, we have got four Hiranyagarbha Upasanas in the form of Prana, endowed with four different vibhutis or gunas or mahimas. This is called Ukta Brahmanam because being the first guna mentioned here. With this, the 13th Brahmanam is also over. Now let us go to the 14th Brahmanam, important Brahmanam called Gayatri Brahmanam. Bhumirantariksham Dhyauriti Ashtavaksharani Ashtaksharam Havai Ekam Gayatri Padam Etaduhai Vasya Etat Sayavadeshu Trishu Lokeshu Tavat the Jayati Yosya Etat Evam Padam Veda. We are going to get another Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Actually, how important is Hiranyagarbha? That is what is seen here. What type of Hiranyagarbha Upasana? Gayatri Pada Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Why? Gayatri is the name of the Vedic meter, not Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra gets that name because Gayatri Mantra itself is in Gayatri meter. In prosody, there are many meters. This is Gayatri meter. But remember, Gayatri Mantra is not the only one, the popular Gayatri Mantra that we know. That's not the only Gayatri. But all mantras in Gayatri meter are all called Gayatri Mantra only in general. For example, Rudra Gayatri, Ganapati Gayatri, Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Vakra Tundaya Dhimahi, Tanno Danti Prachodaya Ate. That is Ganapati Gayatri. Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Chakra Tundaya Dhimahi, Tanno Nandi Prachodaya Ate. That is Nandi Gayatri. Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dhimahi, Tanno Rudra Prachodaya Ate. That is Rudra Gayatri. So all these mantras are in Gayatri meter. So the sign of Gayatri meter is that it should have three lines with eight letters each. Each line is called one padam. Therefore, Ashta Akshara Yukta Tripada Gayatri. Ashta Akshara Yukta Tripada Gayatri. Gayatri meter is very famous in the Vedas because the very word indicates what? Gayantam Trayatem Iti Gayatri. Any Gayatri mantra when chanted, it protects from all evil forces. Veda has already provided protection and regular Sandhya Vandanadi karmas themselves, that's a protection. And no other better protection is required. No Homa or Kavacham is required. There is Shiva Kavacham, that Kavacham, this Kavacham. So many Kavachams are said in the mantras. If one does the daily Sandhya Vandanadi karmas, all these protections are, that means for Nitya karmas, what is ordained duties. And all the Kavachams are there for those people who are not qualified to chant Gayatri Mantra. As a replacement, all those mantras are also given for those who are not initiated into Gayatri Mantra. But what we find is, even those who are initiated to chant Gayatri Mantra, they give it up and take to chant all other Kavachams, all kinds of other mantras. Gayatri is the best protection against all evils. So at grosser level, at subtler level, at causal level, any level. Therefore, Gayatri is a great meter. That is why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brihat Samatata Samnam Gayatri Chanda Samaham Masanam Margashir Shoham Rutunam Kusumakaraham. So Gayatri Chanda Samaham. Among all Vedic meters, Chandas, I am Gayatri. And even in the Sandhya Vandanam, when they enumerate the Vedic meters, first one is Gayatri. Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Brihati, Pankti, Trishtup, Jagati, Chandamsi. So Tasmatim, Gayatri Rupena, Hiranyagarbha, Upasana. And Gayatri also, for each pada, one Upasana. For the Gayatri also, there are three padas, as I said. So for each pada, one Upasana. So Gayatri, ప్రథమ పాద రూపేణ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన, ద్వితీయ పాద రూపేణ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన, అండ్ తృతీయ పాద రూపేణ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఉపాసన. అండ్ ఈచ్ పాద ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ మంత్ర హియర్. అండ్ ద ఫస్ట్ పాద ఆఫ్ ది గాయత్రి మంత్ర హ్యాస్ గాట్ 8 లెటర్స్ యాస్ ఐ సెడ్. అండ్ ద మంత్ర సేస్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ పాద క్యాన్ బి ఈక్వేటెడ్ టు ద 3 లోకాస్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద 3 లోకాస్? భూమి, అంతరిక్షం, దేవుః. ది ఎర్త్, భూమి, ది ఎర్త్, ది అంతరిక్షం, ది ఇంటర్మీడియరీ వరల్డ్ భువః, అండ్ దేవుః మీన్స్ స్వర్గలోక. సో వి ఈక్వేట్ ది ప్రథమ పాదం విత్ 3 లోకాస్ బికాస్ ద ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ అన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్. గాయత్రి పాద హ్యాస్ గాట్ 8 అక్షరంస్ అండ్ ద 3 లోకాస్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ 8 అక్షరంస్. 8 లెటర్స్ ఫర్ గాయత్రి పాద యాస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ, అండ్ ద 3 లోకాస్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ 8 అక్షరం. సో గాయత్రి పాద 8 అక్షరం వీ కెన్ ఫైండ్ ఈజీలీ, బట్ ద 3 లోకాస్ హౌ దే హ్యావ్ 8 అక్షరం, దట్ ఈస్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ బ్యాడ్. ద ఫస్ట్ వన్ యాస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ we didn't use the word prithvi, we used the word bhumi. Bhumi has got 2 aksharams, bhumi, 2 aksharams, and antariksha, antariksha has got 4 aksharams, and dyauh has got 2 aksharams including the visarga hu. So total is 2 plus 4 plus 2, 8. So that is the aksharams. Therefore the and the all the lokas put together has got ashtaksharam, and gayatri padaha api ashtaksharam, 8 letters. Therefore the ashtaksharam samanyah prathama pada represents lokatrayam, all the 3 words. So the first upasana is called lokatrayatmaka gayatri pada rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. All these are all very derived meanings, names. So lokatrayatmaka, because it is of the form of the nature of the 3 worlds. Gayatri pada rupena means each pada is the pada rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. So only difference is what, instead of using the pada, it uses the word pada in the mantra, not pada but pada, both means the same. So only a grammatical difference. Padam means, padam is napumsakalingam and the neuter gender, and padaha means pullinga, masculine. And what is the palam here? The palam is lokeshu sarvam jayati. The upasaka wins everything in the 3 worlds. Now we'll go to the second upasana, 5.14.2. Ruchoya jogumshim samaniti ashtavaksharanim ashtaksharam havai ekam gayatriyai padam etaduhai vasyaha etat sayapatiyam trayi vidyam tabaddha jayati yosya dat etat evam padam vedam. Now we are coming to the second pada of Gayatri, again with 8 letters, ashta aksharani, and it is equated to vedatrayatmakam. Earlier lokatrayatmakam bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha, and now here vedatrayatmakam. Richaha means Rigveda, yajumshi refers to Yajurveda, and samani refers to Samaveda. Why does the 3 Vedas are chosen? Ashtau aksharani, the 3 Vedas have 8 letters, which are Ru plus cha, rucha. Rucha means ru plus cha, 2 letters. And yajumshi, yajumshi refers 3 letters. And sa, ma, ni, 3 letters. So 2 plus 3 plus 3, 8. That's why now you know, if you add Atharvaveda, it will be more. So only 3 Vedas are included to match the 8 letters. Therefore, Vedatrayam, so ashta aksharatmakam and gayatri padaha is also ashtaksharatmakah. So ashtakshara samanyatim vedatrayatmakah dvitiya padah, because both have 8 letters. So the dvitiya, second pada is because vedatrayatmakam, all vedatrayam. So what is upasana now? Vedatrayatmakam gayatri padarupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Okay, the palam is what? Whatever palams are offered in the 3 Vedas, all karma and upasana palams mentioned in the Vedas, all of them one gets. My God, what a big palam. Whatever is mentioned in the Vedas, one gets all of them. Therefore, it's a great upasana to do, because the palam is Vede yani palani uktani tani sarvani api prapyante. So, and upasana and all the karmas, whatever palams they give, all of them a person will get by doing this upasana. Then the third upasana, 5.14, that we will continue with the mantra. Prana, pano, vyana, yiti, ashtaksharani, ashtaksharam, havaim, ekam, gayatri, padam, etaduhai, vasyaha, etatim, sayavadidam, prani, tavadda, jayati, yosyaham, etadevam, padam, vedam. Now we will take up to this first. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha. So prana, prana trayatmaka, gayatri, padarupena, hiranyagarbha upasanam. And what are the prana trayam, three pranas? Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha. They contain seven letters only. Pra, na, prana is pra plus na, two letters. Apanaha, a, pa, na, three letters. And vya, na, two letters. So 2 + 3 + 2, 7 letters. For this Veda allows, for the sake of meter, some compound letters can be taken as two. That is how to arrive at 8. Veda is giving all these methods of doing. Some compound letters can be taken as two letters. For example, Vyana. Vyana can be taken as Vyana. When you write Vyana in Tamil, people write as Vyadi, right? Vyadi, they write Vyadi. So it's called Vyana, making the word to have three letters. So Vyana is taken as to consist of three letters, Vyana instead of Vyana. So in the same Gayatri mantra itself, Tat Savitur, because it is from the Veda, this allowance is there. Tat Savitur Varenyam. The Nyam is taken as Niyam, Varenyam, Varanayogyam. So that is Varenyam. If you take Varenyam only, it will become 24 letters. Otherwise, it will become 23 letters only. So when you do the Gayatri Japa, Tat Savitur Varenyam. So when we say that, it has only 23 letters, all the three padas together. That is why Nichrit Gayatri Chandaha, we say, we don't say Gayatri Chandaha. So when we, so because one letter is less. So this is, otherwise the all the three should make 24 letters in the three padas. Similarly here also, Vyana is Vyanaham. Therefore, Pranatrayam Ashtaksharam and Gayatri Padaha Api Ashtaksharam. Therefore, Pranatrayatmakam Gayatri Padarupenam Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And what is the palam for this? Palam is again Sarva Prani Jayaha. One will win over all the people. Prani means humans also. Anything he has pranam is, pranam is called prani. So all beings, he has charisma or the Vashikara Shakti to win over all the people. This is the third upasana. So prana turiya gayatri padarupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Tritiya pada, sorry, Tritiya pada, we have to come next. So Tritiya pada, Gayatri pada rupena, third pada. Since Gayatri is taken as representing Hiranyagarbha, this section is called Gayatri Brahmana. Now is the fourth pada of Gayatri, which is given in the second part of the third mantra, which we will read again now. Atasyaha yetadeva turiyam darshatam padam paro rajaha yayesha tapati Yadvai chaturtham tatturiyam darshatam padamiti tadrisha iva hesaha paroraja iti sarva mukhe vaishaham raja uparyupari tapati evam haivam shriya yashasha tapati yosyaham etadevam padam vedam. Ata asyaha turiyam padam. Now comes the fourth pada. Turiya means fourth pada of Gayatri. Now there seems to be a contradiction. Because we defined Gayatri earlier, Tripada Gayatri, three padas. Now how can we talk about the fourth pada of Gayatri here? Of course it is true, Gayatri has got three padas only for chanting. The chanted and chantable Gayatri has three padas. The fourth pada is not in the form of Shabda to chant. First three are Shabda Rupa Padas, so that we can chant or repeat them. Whereas the fourth Pada is not Shabda Rupa, but Artha Rupa, which is the essence of the first three Padas. One commentator, he says, the first three Padas are Avidhanatmakam Shabda Rupaha. The fourth is Abhideyatmakam Artha Rupaha, Abhideyatmakam. So no one can chant the fourth Pada. But one can only visualize the fourth pada, which is the essence of the three padas, which is taken as the Turiya pada. And the Upanishad says, Hiranyagarbha is the fourth pada. Therefore, Loka Trayatmaka, Veda Trayatmaka, பிராணத்ரயாத்மகம் காயத்ரி பாதானாம் சாரஹா ஹிரண்யகர்ப. ஸோ ஹி இஸ் தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ், ஹூ இஸ் தி இன்னர் எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தட் வி நோ. ஸோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஹிரண்யகர்பா ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி தி சமஷ்டி சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம். Therefore, Samashti has no, has to be the inner essence of all the Vyashti. Samashti, the total, should be the inner essence of all the Vyashti individual. And this Hiranyagarbha is invisible. Because he is Sukshma Rupaha, Hiranyagarbha being the Samashti Sukshma Shariram or Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, Hiranyagarbha is invisible. Therefore, in our tradition, Adityaha or Suryaha represents Hiranyagarbha. Thus, sun can represent three things. One, Aditya Devata, which is the presiding deity for the eye. And Surya Devata can be seen in Surya Mandala. Or the sun can represent Hiranyagarbha, the total, Samashti Devata. So, or the sun can represent Ishvara also. So, when we say Aditya Devata, it is only one Devata. When you say Hiranyagarbha, all Devatas put together. So Aditir Devata Mayi in Kathopanishad we saw that. So what is the difference between Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara? Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Sharira Sahita Chaitanyam and Ishvara is the sun. So Surya can represent any one of the three. From the context, one should decide what does it represent. For example, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Sayascha Yam Purushe Yascha Sava Aditye Sa Ekaha. There Aditya represents Hiranyagarbha. Just before that, Sayeko Brahmana Anandaha. So Brahman was said before that. Therefore, in Sayaschayam Purushe Ischasav Adityye, Aditya represents Hiranyagarbha. Whereas in Sandhyamandanam, Deya Sada Savitra Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana Saraji Sasana Sannivishtaha Keyuravanu Makarakundalavanu Kiriti Khari Hiranyavapuhu Dhrita Shankha Chakraha. So in Sandhyavandanam, Aditya represents Ishvara. So there, Sayaschayam Purusha Yaschasav Adityam, there it represents, Aditya represents Hiranyagarbham, here it is Ishvara. So Samashti is Sukshma Sharira Sahita Chaitanyam and Ishvara is Sun. So that's what we want to put that thing. So in Sandhyavandanam, Aditya represents Ishvara. Therefore, in this context, Aditya, the sun god, represents Hiranyagarbha. All are for upasana purposes, only academic. That how much one can do these upasanas in my person when they do the Nitya Naimitya karmas, that's good enough. But these are all very intricate thinking. So in this context, Aditya, the sun god, represents Hiranyagarbha. And therefore, the Upanishad says, fourth pada of Gayatri is Suryaha, Adityaha, who is given two adjectives or two names. One name is Suryaha is Parorajaha. Parorajaha means para. Para means higher, above. And Rajas means Lokaha. So the Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, all the 14 Lokas. So Paroraja means the one who is above the 14 Lokas, beyond the 14 Lokas. One who shines higher. So Sarvesham Lokanam Upari Yaha Prakashate Saha Sarvopari Vartamanaha Prakashaha Evam. Parorajaha ityuchyate. That is the definition. And one who shines above the lokas is Suryaha only. Therefore, it is called Paroraja. It is said to be the Darshitam Padam. Darshitam Padam means the visible pada of Gayatri. Darshana Yogyam. The previous three padas are not visible, but audible padas because they were all Shabda Rupa. Because they are chanted. First three padas are Shabdatmakam, audible padas. And the fourth being Suryatmakam, it is visible, Darshada Pada. And the Upanishad talks about the palam of Chaturtha Pada Upasana. What is the palam of that? The palams of the three previous padas have already been stated. We have already understand that. The palam for the Lokatrayatmaka Pratama Pada is one will get whatever one desires. That's what we said in all the lokas, whatever is available, one will get. And the Veda Trayatmaka, one will get whatever is said in the Vedas, all that we already saw. So the palam for the Veda Trayatmakam, Dvitiya Pada Upasana is one will get whatever is given in the Vedas. And the palam for the Prana Trayatmaka Tritiya Pada Upasana is all pranis, living beings, will be under the Upasaka's control. He will attract all of them. Now the question is, Suryatmakam or Hiranyagarbhatmakam, Chaturtha Pada Upasana say palam kim? What is the palam for this Upasana? Upanishad says, Shriya yashascha. Sarvesham upari tapati. Like the sun, the upasaka will shine brilliantly in the world with shriya. Shriya means prosperity. And also yashasha, with name and fame. This is the chaturtha pada, pada of Gayatri. And some more details are given in the next mantra that we will read. Saisha Gayatri, yetasmin turiyem, darshate padem, taro rajasi pratishtitam, tadvai tat satye pratishtitam, chakshurvai satyam, chakshurhivai satyam, tasmadididhanim, dvau vivadamanam, ye yatam, aham adarsham, aham ashraushamiti, yevam bruyat, aham adarshamiti, tasma yevam shraddhyamam, tadvai tat satyam, bale pratishtitam, prano vai balam, tad prane pratishtitam, tasma dahuhum, balam satyado giya itim, yevam vaisham, gayatri adhyatmam pratishtita, sahaisham, gayam, gayam statrem, prana vai gayaham, tad pranam statrem, tadyadhyam statrem, tasmad gayatri namam, sasyamevam, amum, savitri manvaham, yeshaivasam, sa yasma anvaham, tasya pranam strayate. Complicated mantra. And we will see only the essence of this. We are not going to see all the details. Two topics are dealt with in this mantra. So two forms of Hiranyagarbha is discussed here. One is the Daivika Rupam and another is Adhyatmika Rupam. So Daivika Rupam is Samashti or macro level. It is Adityaha or Suryaha. And the Adhyatmika Rupam of Hiranyagarbha is Prana. So this is the Aditya Rupena, Prana Rupena cha Hiranyagarbha eva vartate. So previously the Upanishad said, fourth pada is the essence of Gayatri and Hiranyagarbha is fourth pada. So when we join the two, Hiranyagarbha is the essence of Gayatri. Gayatri, Hiranyagarbha Rupena vartate. So Hiranyagarbha is the essence of Gayatri, Sara of Gayatri, so Gayatri Atmakam Swarupa. So this Hiranyagarbha has got Adhyatmika Rupam and Daivika Rupam. So we can say Gayatri has got Daivika Rupam, which is Adityaham, and Prana is Adhyatmika Rupam of Gayatri. This is the first topic. So, and the second topic is Gayatriyaham Nirvachanam. Nirvachanam means definition of the word Gayatri. How did the word, the Gayatri meter get the name? For this also, a seemingly complicated approach is there. It is said that Gayatri is the form of Prana, because Gayatri's Adhyatmika Rupam is Prana. So we say Gayatri is Prana. And what is the job of Prana? Prana protects all the organs. So we already saw it is Kshatratva Guna. So Kshatratva Guna Visishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So Prana protects the organs when they are wounded, injured and all that. Therefore, Kshatrat Trayate Iti Kshatram. So we saw all that thing. So and now the Upanishad says that the organs are called Gayaha. Prana is the protector of Gayaha organs. And therefore, Gayan Trayate Iti Gayatri. The popular definition is Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. We know the one that the chanter is protected by this. But here it is the one that protects all the Indriyams and all the organs. So whoever chants Gayatri will be protected. That is the normal derivation. Here there is a special derivation. Gayan means Sarvani Karanani Trayate Iti Gayatri. Karanani means all the organs. Now the question is, why do we call the organ by the name Gaya? Further, the commentators say, among all organs, one of the most important one is Vak, Vagindriyam. Organ of speech is very important. Vedic chanting requires organ of speech. So this walk is called Gaya. Why? So Gayati Iti Gayaha. Gayatri means that which sings or speaks is called Gayaha. So Gai Shabdehe Iti Dataho. So Nishpana. So it's, that's why we don't go through. So Gayaha is the organ of speech and it represents all other organs. And therefore, Gayaha means all organs represented by the Vag Indriyam, organ of speech. So prana protects all the organs. So Gayan Tatre Iti Gayatri. In the mantra, it is that it is Tatre. So instead of saying Trayati, Upanishad says Tatre. Svatraidatu. Therefore, called Gayatri. So why it is called Gayatri now? Prana Rupena Sarvani Karanani Gaya Rupani Trayate Iti Gayatri. So this is the second topic. First topic is what? Gayatri has got two forms. Daivika Aditya Rupam and Adhyatmika Prana Rupam. And the second topic is Gayatri Nirvachanam, the definition of the Gayatri. This is the main thing. So we are going to see more details of this thing next class, that is tomorrow. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitah Tasya Prakriti Leenasya Parasamaheshwarah Sri Krishna Atmanastu Narayana.